Hello, my believer creators. I hope you're having a totally awesome day. Thank you for taking the time to join me today with on Believer Creator Radio. And I have a question for you. Are you ready to rumble? Hey, so we've been talking about separating ourselves from the competition, right? Giving something different, standing out, not being some other lame-o, boring law firm out there. And we've talked about creating a new opportunity. And this is kind of a little bit of a different concept for law firms. And they really struggle with it. But it's really important because you have to somehow be different from everyone else. You don't want to be the same, because why would anyone choose you? If everything's identical, then it comes down to price, right? You don't want to be a commodity. You want to be different. You want to have believers. You want to be the only option. And that has to happen on an emotional level. And this is where most people get it wrong. They think it's about logic, but it's not. The decision first happens on the emotional level, and then our prefrontal cortex, which is part of our brain that where the logic occurs, it kicks in only after we've made the decision emotionally. So you have to grab them emotionally. But everyone tries to separate themselves from logic. And lawyers and banks are two of the worst at differentiating themselves from the competition. Now, granted, these are both some highly regulated industries. So, I mean, they are limited to what they can do, but it's not impossible. And if you'll just put some effort into it, think about it, and keep working until you come up with something, it's going to pay big dividends. Now, we talked about you have to create a new opportunity, and we talked about the opportunity switch. And you're taking people from what they're expecting, the normal, right? Almost everyone expects a free consultation from an attorney. But you have to give them something different. And so what you want to do, you want to frame this in some kind of headline, right? You want a quick statement that's going to grab them so they know, hey, this person is different. And so maybe it's something like, well, basically the framework is how to, and then you insert the desired result and without, and then you will put in what they fear most. So maybe it's how to get compensated for your injury without being confused by a lawyer. Right? How to get compensated for your injury without it costing you a dime. Yeah. How to get I'm trying to think of a different word for compensated. How to win that injury case without being intimidated by a lawyer, how to win that lawsuit without a scary lawyer. How about that? without being afraid, without being scared by your lawyer. All right. So that's the framework. And I want to talk about, there's like five kind of ways, there's five different aspects that you can look at. And it's creating that new opportunity and trying to make it as sexy sounding as possible. And so sometimes it's like a little known, but a big difference. So the little known thing, the little thing that most people aren't aware of, and how knowing about it can make all the difference in the world, right? So how does this play out? So it's like, the little known secret of winning a court, the little known secret about lawsuits that makes all the difference in the world. So we don't want to say it makes all the difference in the world. We want to have something concrete there. So I'm trying to think like how most lawsuits settle. So the little known secret about lawsuits that makes them virtually painless for you, right? Something like that. Well-known, little understood. So this is something that people think they know, but it's really sabotaging him. So, you know, it's like the, you know, let's see, without really slamming someone, but it might be something like, you know, why the big, you know, why the big law firms could be the big, why going with a big law firm you see on TV could be the biggest mistake you make in getting a big settlement. This changes everything. Something that has just happened in your market that's related to a problem, right, that they're struggling with and they want to solve. So this is like getting compensated for their, you know, for their injury. So it might be, you know, something to the effect of, why Trump being president makes all the difference in the world in you taking quick action on your injury case, something like that. The crystal ball theory. This is something that's been done in the past successfully, but it's about to become obsolete. It will soon become commonplace, but they can't get it now and have early success before everyone is doing it. So in other words, you're kind of predicting this is going to be happening, but you need to jump now before it's too late. And so it might be something about, you know, why lawyers are no longer going to take cases on contingency, and it's you're going to have to start paying if you want to sue, something like that. Revisiting the fundamentals. And so this is like things that are getting way too complicated, advanced, you know, sophisticated for the average person. And the trick here is that you're going to go back to basics. So why most law firms totally overcomplicate the, you know, getting your settlement and how we're going to make it easy on you, something like that. So those are kind of the five things to think about when you're framing your new opportunity. Now, remember, the overall thing is how to get the desired result without, and that's the thing they fear most. And then the five little, we call it curiosity hooks, and this actually comes from Russell Brunson, the master marketing guru. Five curiosity hooks are little known, big difference. Number two is well known, little understood. Number three, this changes everything. Number four, the crystal ball theory. And number five, revisiting the fundamentals. So start working on those. Start thinking about your practice. Start thinking about how you can phrase this, how you can create this new opportunity that's going to set you apart from everyone else. So that's it, my peeps. Thank you, thank you, thank you again. I know there's a billion and 2 billion and 500 trillion different things you could be doing right now, but instead you chose to listen to me drone on and on and on. Oh, you love the pain. And I will show you no mercy. So with that, I'm going to say carpe diem and go out and crush it.